Welcome back to A Wanderer's Way podcast. I know it's been a while, but here is season 4, episode 1, and overall, episode 55. I want to say thank you guys for supporting me this entire time, and I am back, and I hope you guys are ready, because this is all about Pokemon Violet and Scarlet. A Wanderer's Way podcast is a podcast sharing everything of a hobbyist and a collector's dream while creating a fun atmosphere with valuable information and personal views. If you support this podcast, please go to buymeacoffee.com and show your support. The link will be in the episode's description. Thank you. So Pokemon Scarlet and Violet has taken over the world. We already have a release date, November 18th of this year. Man, pre-orders are already up. I already pre-ordered mine. And I chose a Violet for several reasons. But when you look at everything, Scarlet and Violet, they're actually taking this as like a time difference on everything. So Scarlet's supposed to be based in the past, and Violet's supposed to be based in the future. Even with their new legendaries, which we will get to, because they are amazing. So let's start from the beginning and then end with the legendaries. So let's go. So Scarlet and Violet, they're actually different from each other, not just based on exclusive Pokemon, which we have not found out yet about all the exclusives, but they have exclusives and different this time. Normally, it's just the only difference between the exclusives is just the legendary Pokemon and the Pokemon in the Pokedex itself. So for this one, it's much different, and they changed it just a little bit, which makes it very intriguing now. So yes, when you're starting out, your outfits are actually going to be different for the start, too. I don't know if that's going to be a theme for, like, all of the clothing, or if they're going to have the same exact kind of different clothing for each thing in there, or if they're also going to be based on the gaming itself, seeing that Scarlet's supposed to be based in the past, and, you know, Violet's supposed to be based in the future. So I don't know how that one's going to work, and it's going to be really intriguing to find out. Also, we just found out we have different professors, which this is going to be awesome. So, same thing as I was saying before, past and future, their names also corresponds with it. So you got Sada, which is a female professor for Scarlet, and then you got Turo, which is a male professor for Violet, and they actually look really good. Like, the designs are very, 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 very well done. So your new energetic friend, Pokemon training rival. So that one is going to be different this time. Her name is Nimona, and she actually seems pretty good. I like her design as well. And we also found out, obviously, that it is going to be true open world. So this is going to be awesome. It's not going to be like Arceus. It's not going to be like Sword and Shield. It's actually going to be fully 100% open this time. And that is a huge plus. And they announced that the space taken is going to be 10 gigabytes. Obviously, this is going to be more of downloading it, not buying the actual physical copy. So I just want to make this very clear. That is actually says a lot about how the open world and everything is going to be. As it is literally 2 gigabytes less than what Sword and Shield was, and that is with all the DLCs with it. I don't know if we're going to get DLCs for this. I'm pretty sure we probably will. And they also have new features, which is really, really, really cool. So you got co-op up to 4 friends, which will allow you to have trading, gameplay, battling, and exploration. So we're looking at something awesome. So you have 4 friends. All 4 of you can go out and join each other. Now, we don't know how it's going to work. If it's going to be local-based, if it's going to be multiplayer online, or if it's going to be both. I'm actually hoping it's for both, even though I don't really have anyone to play with. And probably won't. I'll probably play it solo, but I mean, to have that option available is big, and it's really good. Important, in my opinion. On top of that, when we're talking about exploration, now here's the new thing too. And this one I'm very all for, because it's really, really good. So you will not have a story force. You will not have a being dictated where to go based on the story. The exploration is based on you. And everything will work out when it's ready, when you are ready. So that is really, really huge. Now, another important thing, and this one has hit Twitter pretty hard. So the black characters on here, so the darker skin, really look clean. They really look good. And then on top of that, the new hairstyles, especially the black style hairstyles, they look really, really well done. Actually, I think they look better than all the other hairstyles. But I think that's very cool. They really made it inclusive for everybody. Especially for people that want to have the dark skin. You know, they are. And, you know, so this time you actually have really, I think it's just really well done. I think it's very important to have that inclusive touch to it. And the graphics itself for the game looks absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it's definitely a step up from Sword and Shield. And way, 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 way better than Arceus Legends, which was probably the worst looking Pokemon game on the new system. Now, outside of that, as we've seen previously, that the Pokemon centers are actually outside of the cities and not inside. We're gonna find out why, but I think it's actually kind of smart too in a lot of ways. Now we're gonna get to something that's really been taken over the Pokemon world right now, and that is Lechunk. Yes, the pig, the Lechunk, which is actually kind of funny. So, Lechunk is actually based on a Filipino delicacy food, which was started by trade with China in the 13th century, and the food is called Lechon, and it started in Cebu, Philippines. This all started right there in the Philippines, and I think it's actually awesome that they did that. But Lechon is really good. Very, very good. I mean, it is the best. You won't find it anywhere else that's that good besides the Philippines. Guarantee. But I think it's really funny that they based it on there, and they actually have half the name in the name. So, Lechunk. So, a pig that you eat as a Pokemon. Think about that one. And then we got 2 other new ones too, Smoliv and Pommy. Obviously, Pommy is another Pikachu clone, which is actually pretty cute. I was hoping it was going to be a Pikachu clone as a fire style, but that's alright. Another electric, but Smoliv, obviously, game by the name, what it is, grass type Pokemon, which is an olive. So, probably my least favorite. Even out of the 3 starters, probably my least favorite. I'll still get it, but yeah, don't like the design very much. Now, we're going to get to the most important one of them all. It is going to be the legendaries, the legendary Pokemon. So, as I've said before, both games are based on time differences here. So, Scarlet is the past, Violet is the future, and as I've said before, the professors also prove the same thing. And here, the legendaries also do it. And I gotta say, I love the designs of the legendaries this time. The legendaries truly look what a legendary Pokemon should look like. They just feel so amazing. I don't know how to describe it, but the legendaries are truly legendary. So we got Coraidon, and then we got Maridon. So Coraidon has like a tire in his chest, and it's more based on the passes. Obviously, it's red, and it's a dragon, and it's, dude, he looks awesome. But the one that I'm choosing, which is Violet, based on the future. So Maridon, he has a jetpack engines as his niece, which is actually unique, but he almost looks like a mech based dragon. Obviously the future, which makes sense for the jetpack engine as his kneecaps, but he looks so cool. I think he's gonna be more of a dragon and electricity, which just makes sense because he has like lightning bolts going through his head too, man. But they look, the designs are probably some of the best designs of all time, in my opinion. Now, how do I think that the games are going to do this time? When we look at Sword and Shield, the games did very, very, very well. So the games actually ended up being the number two overall best-selling Pokemon game of all time, right below Red and Blue. Beat out Silver and Gold. I loved them. I have over 300 hours in Sword and Shield. Now, I'm not playing it now anymore, but Legends of Arceus, now it didn't sell very well. Like, it started off really, really hot, like it was going to outsell Sword and Shield, but it stopped at 12 million, so it didn't really sell that well. It did do better than Black and White 2, which is a huge plus because, well, those are probably the worst games of all Pokemon. The worst selling, too. And not counting spinoffs either, just mainline. So, yeah. You know, I see a lot in the community for this hate. They're like, oh, the graphics suck. Guys, you gotta realize. For example, I have the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus. And the graphics of my phone is way stronger, way faster, and better than the Nintendo Switch. So you gotta realize, because let's look at it this way. You have popular games on mobile phones that will not work on the Switch. So you guys are trying to get like PS4 experience graphics out of Pokemon on the Switch. It's not going to work. Honestly, I think the style of these graphics, which are more based on new Pokemon Snap, and I like them. I think they look good. Like the designs and everything, the coloring, everything just fits in what Pokemon should be, in my opinion. Now, everyone that's trying to sit here and crying about the graphics, oh, it is 2022. We all need better graphics. I'm sorry. I don't care. The graphics are fine just how they are. The only thing I care about is the gameplay. And this is what seems to be going on in all of the gaming community, which is really frustrating, annoying, and quite ignorant. Is everyone's so focused on the graphics. It's the same thing that's ruined movies and anime, too. Like, everyone's focusing on the appearance of everything and lacking on the storylines and the gameplay for all these games. Granted, there are some good games out there that has everything. There's games out there that has a less focus on graphics, and then other ones that are more focused on graphics. This isn't the PS1 era where the games were like the best. Well, that's my opinion, but then I get that. But come on, you guys can't sit here and keep being focused on the graphics of a game. It's just too much negativity, and it's getting irritating. Like, the Pokemon fan base is absolutely toxic and probably one of the worst, along with Dragon Ball community and Star Wars community, like possibly the most toxic of them all. So come on, guys. We need to join together. Stop worrying about the graphics and start worrying about the gameplay. Personally, I think this one might actually do better than Sword and Shield. If done right and promoted right, and everyone, they do the reviews properly on YouTube, I think this could really send or deplete the sales of this game. Now, looking at how Sword and Shield did, if this one is truly open world as they keep promising and claiming, and it all works together, and they have a good amount of Pokemon in the Pokédex, not just 200, God forbid, if it's 10 gigabytes for this game and there's like only 200 Pokemon, I'm going to be really mad. Like, it is time to step up the game. That is one thing that I can complain about, is you need to have a minimum of 400 Pokemon in the game to start. If you're going to do a DLC, add 200 more. Personally, I think now it's Gen 9. They should have every single Pokemon in the game from the start of the series to now. Though that's my personal opinion. Yes, I know. What, 1,000 or over 1,000 now? That's a lot of Pokemon, but hello. Completing your Pokédex and sitting there and playing a game, that is what's going to create the longevity of the game. Especially when you can create new teams based on these Pokemon. That includes all the legendaries too. But there needs to be something for reward of getting those legendaries. Obviously, you gotta separate everything too. So, obviously not every single Pokemon in one. Obviously, it's going to be have to get cut in half and, you know, exclusive for one and exclusives for other, which would be a big, big one, you know, trying to decide which one. But I'm still waiting for that. Right now, my choice is on Violet. But if I find that the exclusives are better on Scarlet, I'll probably go that. I only get one of the series. I will not get both games. That's actually how the traditional way was supposed to be. You weren't supposed to buy both games. You're supposed to buy one and learn to trade with others. And that's what I'm going to do. The traditional way of trying to complete my Pokédex. Yes, it is a pain sometimes. But, yes. Anyways, with that being said, thank you for joining me for this brand new episode of the podcast. Hope you guys have a wonderful week.